The sleepy town of Sandy Springs, Georgia, has a lesson in small government that every city, town, and village in America needs to hear. This town has outsourced everything it could, handing over nearly all its municipal services to private contractors, so they're able to provide better services for less money than local governments that monopolize public services. Our friends at Reason TV recently explored how Sandy Springs injected the market force of competition into the way the government works. With us now is Tim Cavanaugh, senior editor at Reason Magazine. Tim, it's a pleasure. Welcome to Freedom Watch. You know, the
Thank
word
you,
competition and government rarely appear in the same paragraph, much less the same sentence or the same value set. What did Sandy Springs learn it could accomplish when competition was injected into the government?
It learned that you can get a better level of service than you used to get for a lot less money. If you look at that, if you watch that whole video from Reason TV, it's Sandy's, the town that outsourced everything. And the folks there can tell you that they are getting way better service than they used to get at a much cheaper price. And it makes sense because you have private companies who are in the business of providing these kinds of services and knowing how to do it in a competitive market,
right,
providing services that. So, yeah, that's what you're getting, first of all.
Right,
you're
now
also getting some ancillary benefits.
Okay, but we'll talk about the ancillary benefits in a minute, Tim. I understand that virtually everything except police and fire is outsourced. And this municipality has about 90,000 residents. In fairness, it's a relatively new city. It was an unincorporated area outside of Atlanta. They voted to become a town. It's a town of 90,000 people. Give us an example of how cheap, how inexpensive it is to get everything done except police and fire in Sandy Springs compared to comparable sized cities elsewhere with an entrenched, pension-laden, tenure-filled government bureaucracy.
Well, you're using all my favorite words there, Judge. But for example, let's leave aside for a moment some questions about whether government should be running certain services in the first place. Once you get to the level of parks or trash collection, or things that that in a lot of places government is doing, you can still get a much better bang for your buck by having government run the parks. If you watch the video, there's a lot of footage of the park, and emergency services, traffic control, which is a pretty interesting one. People who who decide when the light turns red or green and keep some cameras on the traffic and so forth. All of that can be done better with a private servicer. These are people who do this for a living, and they don't have everything that you just mentioned, because in addition to the money that you're saving,
right,
you're also sparing yourself the tainting and distorting of the political process,
yes,
by government employees, particularly unionized government employees.
Because you don't have the long-term tenure, people that you can't fire, you don't have those heavy pension benefits, and you don't have a political bureaucracy that is always there no matter who the elected officials are. You have public servants, right, who are truly public servants.
Absolutely. And one thing to clarify, although the Sandy Springs has not outsourced its police and fire, they are government employees whose check is, comes directly from the city hall.
Got it.
They are not on defined benefit pension plans. They're on 401k style plans such as the rest of us have.
Sounds like everybody should take a good look at this, and we appreciate your doing so for us. Tim Cavanaugh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.